Sybil.
Yeah.
Good morning from rainy Cleveland, Ohio.
Good morning, Sir Jinx-a-Lot.
And
hey, how you doing?
Well, good luck, Chum. Didn't work last
good
night.
Good luck, Chuck.
Good luck, Chuck. Didn't work last night. Okay. J. Anthony Brown is out. He's not feeling well. Don't give me the whiny wing. Come on now. Come on. The man's sick. Oh, here we go with that.
I don't feel good.
It's Sherry Shepherd Thursday.
Yay.
From Los Angeles. Sherry Shepherd.
Hey, family.
Good morning.
Hey, Sherry.
I know why you're not good luck, Chuck. Can I tell you why?
Okay, tell me why.
You took Kim Whitley with you, and
yes, I did.
It's kind of a betrayal of the heart, a little cheating going on, and karma never is good when that kind of stuff happens, Tom. I knew it wasn't going to end well
I took Kim Whitley again.
Oh yeah, I was like, oh, that's a bad heart. Those are two bad hearts together. That's just. And then Kim was, you know, she was tweeting about it and bragging about
it.
Including Sybil's name and my name. I didn't ask to be included, but, you know, I was just like, you know what, this ain't going to end well. And I put out my fingers like Oprah in The Color Purple. And Until you do right by me, then ain't nothing going to go right for you.
So, she's running a little late. She's standing.
Losing will do that to
why.
You.
I understand. Yeah. Shoulders
actually,
where the seats
you know what?
Were.
You know what? You know what? I figured it out. The reason that the charm didn't work this time is because Kim wasn't dressed right.
Oh, what was she wearing?
Seriously?
Yeah, she wasn't dressed right. You saw the pictures of her. She was completely covered. She was in all black. She blended in. We were behind home plate, so the pitcher could see Kim and be distracted. But she was all covered up, and she didn't have them out like she promised she would.
Because of the weather. You're blaming it on her wardrobe?
Yeah.
Wow, that's low.
When you're good luck charm, you have to have, you know, certain things to fall in line like it was for the NBA playoffs. In the NBA playoffs, she had them out. And that was the charm.
You're blaming the loss on a woman's breast being exposed or not. Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
That's wow. But also, you know,
that's sexist and jinxy. Okay. All right.
And I remember we went to the ballet. We went and I was dressing. You know, I didn't have them hanging out, but you felt you wanted something better. You wanted them hanging out. And see, look, and now you got a girl who she don't want them to hang out no more. You got the same thing that you had. That's always the problem. You go for something that you think is better, and
that's
they turn out to
the
be
way.
The same.
And that always the way with the dude.
They worse than what you left.
Yeah.
And people thought we were married. They said, this is your husband?
That's your nightmare right there.
So last night we were married according to everybody who was sitting around us.
Oh, that's a bummer, huh? Oh, that's a bummer.
That'll cut down on your action. Or not, I'm not sure.
Yeah. That ain't your version of sexy, is it, Tom?
And then then the cold and the rain.
Cold and the rain, it was cold and it was raining, it was drizzling off and on. But it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
How was it being there? Betrayal
it was
aside.
Exciting.
How was it?
It was exciting. It was very exciting. This is my first World Series. I've been to practically every event you can name, major event you can name. But this is my first World Series, and it was exciting. It was.
Ah.
I have to say. But
next time, try new company.
Yeah.
Just a suggestion. Maybe it'll go in your favor. God don't like ugly. I'm just going to say it. I'm going to put it out there. God
well,
don't like
at
ugly.
At least you didn't have to keep Joshua.
Really?
That was
I've kept
plan.
Joshua before.
Really?
I know.
That's your retort?
Yeah. He won't even take the child. Look at that.
To a baseball game.
Take the child.
That's where kids should go to baseball games.
And look, and everybody thought you was married. See? Your worst nightmare come true.
I'm
just saying.
Okay. All right.
Until you do right,
Tom. This is how it's going to be.
She's
from the Book of Sybil, 3:16.
We'll be in Jackson. I'm Jackson. We'll be in Birmingham tonight. We'll be there, and Kim's coming with me.
Oh, you just wow. keep asking for it. Wow, Tom. You don't learn, Kim. But it's okay.
Tom. Kim's coming with me.
Okay. Did you tell her to have everything out?
Okay. Is that the way you leave instructions?
She know how I like it. We'll see.
Because I got ill. I got a text on my phone. Can Joshua come play with Jeffrey? Oh, okay. Dragged into it again.
Yeah. All right.
So when do you and Joshua have some daddy and me time? When is that?
Husband.
Daddy and me.
Mr. Kim Whitley? When is that?
I was Mr. Kim Whitley.
That's her town.
Yeah, yeah. And everybody knows her from her ABC Family show. What's the name of the show?
Young and Hungry.
She's in her fourth season. And they know her from that. And they say, hi. And this must be your husband.
Your worst nightmare come true. This must be your husband.
It could be worse.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time, though.
I was proud to be Mr. Kim Whitley
last
night. Nice. I was proud.
Even with the loss that you all sustained?
Well, I wasn't proud about that. Okay. But it's a series. It's a series. Everybody said it was going to go 7 games. So that was just the second game of a 7-game series. Now it goes to your hometown, Sid.
And Sherry.
Yeah.
And Sherry.
Yeah. Chicago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's the weather forecast? What's the weather for? And what?
It ain't rainy.
Just thought, it might be some conversation about going to our hometown.
I know.
Oh, yeah?
Sybil, wouldn't it be wonderful?
Man, if someone would take us to the game. Yeah.
And people wouldn't, if you was with me and Sybil, they would not be saying, are y'all married? I tell you that.
You don't want to
You would get the conversation. You won't.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
So Jay's out. Damon's coming in. And Kim Whitley is coming in.
Moving on. Okay.
Moving on. All right.
Oh, it's okay. Look up, Tom. It'll get better, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep
I'm still delivering a championship.
To
Cleveland.
Okay. Just want to make sure, because the spin is real.
Yeah. To Cleveland. Yeah.
Yeah.
When somebody texts in, now you got a double jinx. The team lost, and now you're married.
Wait a minute. Hey,
Joshua,
Shannon, which
need
one
a daddy.
Of these microphones is hers?
She's in 3. Is that fine?
Is that 3?
Yeah.
Which is 3?
Yeah.
Hurry, put that mic on for Mrs. Joyner. Come on.
This is your mic.
Chop.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
The mic, which one is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, there you are.
Uh-huh.
Yep, got it.
Hey,
yeah,
it's
you
Tom
think I
Whitley
couldn't hear
and Kim
y'all?
Joyner.
I heard everything you said. I heard every little thing you said. You trying to be funny? Really?
No.
Sherry? Sybil?
We were just telling the truth.
I can hear y'all.
There.
You're on the radio.
No.
Hello.
Somebody got to tell the truth.
And somebody came to work on time.
On Christian winning clothes. Tom, I heard you too. This was I was sexy.
No, those are Christian winning clothes that you got on right now.
That's what you should have had on.
Right there.
Yeah.
You were thinking about the weather. Don't you know that championships, you have to sacrifice? You have to sacrifice to win a championship?
Wow. You know,
and so what's a cold? What's a cold?
But I would have had pneumonia.
Okay, pneumonia championship. If that's the price of championship, then pneumonia it is.
What? Are you just have these out like this?
Yes.
Wow.
And the weather.
Oh, wow. The relationship is real.
Souring already. Wow.
It's a championship.
But wait, Tom, you had nothing out but your fingers.
I'm not supposed to have anything out.
You even covered your head this time.
I
there was nothing about. about you. Your little nose was showing.
There's
was
nothing distracting about me.
Sounds like the honeymoon is over.
And we're behind home plate. The pitcher could see you.
He could. I jumped up a couple of times and did the Macarena. Didn't work. It didn't work. Real Tom was so upset we weren't on TV. That was the first thing. There was no camera trying to get us. That was a problem.
You know why? Because you didn't have the...
We messed up. We messed up.
But I bet you everybody was saying, look at that cute married couple over there behind home plate.
The salt this morning.
Yeah, I know.
But wait a minute. This was really funny.
What?
They thought we were married. I'm telling you. I looked at Tom a couple times. He got tight. They were like, oh, my goodness. They were like, we didn't know you were married to Tom Joyner. I was like, neither did I. Thank you. My status went up.
It's Sherry Shepherd Thursday, and Kim Whitley is here. We're in Cleveland. Coming up, Arnaz J., Calvin Johnson, Kevin Frazier, and Dr. William Barber. All that and more this morning on the TJMS.